Psycho Man.
Hello, boys and girls, and welcome to the Motorcycle Men Podcast. This is episode 418 of the Motorcycle Men Podcast, and we are here again in a V-Twin Cafe, and joining me today is JD from Freedom Biker Tours, and he's here to tell us all about the company and about their tours in Canada, Mexico, and Australia. But first, before we get to that, Motorcycle Men Podcast is brought to you by Scorpion Helmets. They're offering high-quality, innovative motorcycle helmets and technical apparel at an incredible value. So to learn more, get on over to ScorpionUSA.com. And Wild Ass Seats. Now, you can improve your comfort and ability to stay in the saddle longer with a cushion from Wild Ass Seats. So if you're tired of those painful pressure points and fatigue, get on over to wild-ass.com and tell the real Craig Johnson your ass hurts and he'll get you a cushion. All right? And, of course, Tobacco Motorwear. For the best in casual riding gear for men and women, there's only one place you should be going, and that is Tobacco Motorwear. Visit them at tobaccomotorwear.com, and our listeners will get 10% off your order when you use the code MOTOMEN. Everyone here at the podcast is wearing Tobacco riding jeans and a California riding shirt. I can't tell you how wonderful these products are. I wear them for every ride, and I won't ride without them. All right, your safety is worth it, so get on over to Tobacco Motorwear and get in Dave's pants. All right, time for that interview with JD. Joining me today, all the way from, where are you located?
Calgary, Alberta.
We have JD from Freedom Biker Tours. JD, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Ted. Happy to be here, brother.
I'm glad you make it. So now, why don't you tell us a little about who you are, your motorcycle self, and what you do.
Who I am. I'm a really old guy up here in Canada. Kidding. I'm not that old, actually. But who am I? Well, I'm a professionally, I'm a tourism, travel, hospitality, tourism industry veteran of 40 years in the business. Personally, I'm a motorcycle enthusiast. I'm a Harley rider, and I've been riding motorcycles since I was a teenager.
Okay.
Started off with dirt bikes and doing all that crazy stuff, and then got into street bikes, and kind of got out of it for a while when I got married and had my daughter. And, you know, my wife was like, it's not really appropriate to be doing that kind of stuff, you know.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
Of course, like a goof, I listened to her for a while, but I'm not married to her anymore. So.
Good for you.
She's a very nice lady. Actually, my daughter, our daughter just got married back in September, to a really nice fellow back in Summerland in the Okanagan, which is actually my real home. It's okay. In the Okanagan Valley in BC, and, the wedding and all that. And oh yeah, it was great. And you know, my ex-wife and I, we get along fine. It's all good. So
okay.
I don't have anything nasty to say about her. Just a little bit of sarcasm.
That's okay. So this, again, getting back to what do you do and all that, and your motorcycle stuff?
I have two things. My life, travel, tourism, hospitality. I have a tourism consulting firm. And like I said, at its heyday several years back, I owned a campground and RV park beside the lake. And I also had about 15 different hotels and resorts in Western Canada in my portfolio.
Wow.
And I did varying levels of sales and marketing work for them. Consulting work, distribution, pricing, all that kind of stuff. Predominantly independent, smaller hotels,
sure.
non-branded hotels, you know. And that, so they couldn't really afford to have somebody like me on board full time, where they'd have to pay a huge salary.
Okay.
So my business model at that time was, if I have a whole bunch of hotels and they're paying me like a third of what they would normally pay, I'm still making really good money.
Yeah.
Right. And that. So it's what it, and on a, from an education perspective, I have 3 post-secondary educational accreditations. I have a diploma, I have a college diploma in business management. I have an undergrad advanced certificate in advanced tourism studies, and I have a master's degree, a graduate degree in tourism management.
Wow.
And I did that graduate degree 10 years ago.
Okay.
And I wrote my graduate research project, my graduate thesis on motorcycle tourism and biker culture.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
So that is a segue into the other half of my life, which is Freedom Biker Tours.
Okay.
Out of the research for my thesis was born Freedom Biker Tours.
Okay.
A year and a half labor of love, that research. You know, I went to a lot of rallies. I'm a lifetime hog member in Canada, so I went to a lot of hog rallies.
There you go.
I also went to Sturgis.
Okay.
And, you know, interviewed a lot of people, did a lot of videos and pictures and whatnot. And, you know, and really, really dove head first into understanding the whole biker community,
right,
biker culture, all the different aspects of it, what makes it tick, how was it born, when was it born, why was it born, you know, what are the great things about it, what are the shitty things about it. I don't think there are any shitty things about it, but, you know.
Riding a motorcycle, what could be bad, right?
Right. And then I said to myself, you know, down the road, if the universe supports it, I need to look at somehow getting into making a business out of the motorcycle world.
Yeah.
So through that research as well, I realized that in Canada, nobody was promoting Canada as an international motorcycle touring destination. Nobody is.
True. Right.
And no Canadian owned and operated company is doing it either. And no one was doing, there's a few adventure style, you know, they want to ride off-road, on-road, adventure style bikes.
Sure. Yeah.
And that there's one or two companies that are doing that. There's one or two American firms that, you know, they kind of jump up across the border for a day or two, and then they retreat back to the border again.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of Canadian companies too, but they don't really focus on Canada. They focus internationally. Like, they've got tours in South America, Africa. One's got a tour in the Mongolian desert, you know, that kind of stuff. My model, see, it's kind of related to my hotel business as well, because with my hotels, I do a lot of bus tour business.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
I guess you would. Yeah.
Especially in a place like Banff, it's a leisure destination, right?
Sure.
So the amount of buses in Banff and the Canadian Rockies any given day in the summer, there's hundreds.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah, and I can imagine.
They come from all over the world. They're I'm actually heading to Philadelphia in 3 weeks for the American Bus Association annual marketplace and conference.
Really? I never thought there would be such a thing like that. Wow.
Okay. Well, the ABA, the American Bus Association, is a huge association. And I've been attending their conference now for about 17, 18 years. And it changes locations every year. Last year it was in Detroit. The year before it was in, where the hell was it the year before? No, last year was in Nashville. The year before was in Detroit. This year's in Philadelphia. Next year's in Reno. And then actually in 2027, it's here. It's in Calgary, Canada.
Wow. So you don't have to travel too far.
It's coming across the border for the first time in something like 2.5 decades.
Wow, man. There you go. Close to home.
What it is, it allows us to meet Canadian suppliers and American suppliers. It allows us to meet with American and some Canadian bus tour operators.
Sure. Sure.
And we do business.
Right.
Plain and simple, right? So anyway, so back to Freedom Biker Tours. Freedom Biker Tours is pretty much essentially it's a motorcycle vacation package. It's the same type of product you would buy if you bought a bus tour vacation, but we're cage free. Ride motorcycles.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, everything is included. The accommodations, a lot of the meals, fuel for the motorcycles, support vehicle, guide, attractions, activities, everything is included. Just right. Like
you we'll get into that further as we move along. Now, as far as I guess you kind of sort of touched on the history of Freedom Biker Tours, and maybe even inspiration. Is there anything else you can add to that?
Inspiration. I love motorcycles.
Yeah, of course. You had your business thing going on there, and then, of course, your active interest in motorcycles, and you just felt the need to just branch out and just make your love of motorcycles and travel just a business.
Well, exactly. But yeah, you're right. I think I should mention, to answer your question, the values, the corporate values of Freedom Biker Tours, because they're my personal values as well.
Sure, yeah.
Authenticity, acceptance, freedom, and brotherhood. And we're not talking freedom as in the freedom, like, freedom of oppression or anything like that. It's the freedom of the open road.
Oh, of course.
Cage free and, you know, that kind of thing. So, and really, I started putting the brand together right in summer 2020 when COVID was running rampant.
Good planning, man.
Yeah, no shit. So, I really believe that, you know, during COVID and even since COVID with the war in the Ukraine and all the political stuff that's going on in the world and everything, you know, I kind of refer to it as like a snow globe. Somebody took the world, turned it upside down, shook the hell out of it, and it's still happening. And we as human beings, you know, with the onset of the internet and technology and all that, we are a global culture.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
We're, you know, and there's a lot of people out there, a lot of countries, a lot of people that have lost that and don't understand that. And my message through Freedom Biker Tours is to try and reinforce the fact that we're all human beings. We need to stop judging one another. We need to stop being critical of one another. We need to, you know, brotherhood is an important thing.
Sure.
You know, we're all one human culture.
Yeah, well, that's what motorcycles do. Well, motorcycles eliminates all of that bullshit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you just answered my question.
No, there you go. I did. Ha, ta-da. Right. Okay, interview's over. We're done.
Perfect. There you go. Where's the beer?
How many different tours do you offer?
Well, we're still in our infancy.
Okay.
So it's our third summer coming up in 2025. So what we've got in Canada is we have three tour programs in Canada, two in Western Canada and one on the East Coast in Canada's Maritimes.
Okay.
So in the Maritimes, we have ride. All of our tours are ride, right? So biker talk, ride, right? So ride Canada's Maritimes. Ride Canada's Rockies plus best of BC.
Right.
Ride Canada's Rockies to the Pacific Coast. So the Pacific Coast is a new itinerary. It's 14 days.
Nice.
But I designed it for the international visitors that come to Canada to ride motorcycles.
Right.
Because there's still one thing I learned in all my years in the tourism and travel industry is that there's a lot of people overseas that don't realize how freaking big Canada is. Right.
Canada's freaking huge. Yeah. A lot of people don't know. You're right. A lot of people don't know. Canada's huge.
So we get a lot of people that think they can come here and they can see the Rockies and the ocean in one trip.
Yeah, no.
I'm like, you can, but it's not super easy. So this new itinerary is designed for those people. Right. They want to come and ride motorcycles starting in Alberta and do the Rockies and do all the great areas of BC and then down to all the way to Vancouver and then looping back through the Okanagan and that. And, you know, we're doing all the iconic things. You know, when we're in the Okanagan, we're staying at a friend's hotel right on the beach.
Right.
Penticton, and we're doing a wine tour.
Okay.
Right. And that. And then, you know, when we're in Banff, we're there for two nights. And then Banff, we're going up the gondola up to the top of the mountains and, you know, looking at all, we're in the middle of the Rocky Mountains, looking at the whole mountain range from, like, you know, 1,000 feet up and all that kind of stuff, right? So it's designed like it's a vacation, man. It's the riding. I think on that itinerary, one day we're doing about 525 kilometers.
Wow.
Which is about 390 miles or so in one day. The rest of the riding varies anywhere from couple of 100 kilometers to 400 kilometers in a day, because it all depends on what we're doing that day.
Right.
You know, where we're staying overnight the next night, or what attractions or activities we might be doing en route that day, things like that, right?
Right.
So it's not iron butt riding, man. It's meant to be, you know, put your phone away. Let us handle everything for you.
Sure.
Just follow us, and when we stop for a pee break or whatever, or a photo op, that's when you whip out your phone and that kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
And just relax and ride, man, and take in the scenery and smell the roses, as they say, right?
Yeah. Well, now, as far as it goes for, like, for example, this one particular tour, the Canadian Rockies to the coast, what is your average mileage per day that you're doing on this particular tour?
Well, I don't know what the average is, but like I mentioned, it's going to be anywhere from 200, 250 kilometers to high 400s, low 500s, depending on the specific day when we got to get from point A to point B.
Wow.
Yeah.
No kidding. That's pretty cool. It's a lot of great riding. Oh, damn.
It's not tiring either.
Yeah.
You know, we want to get to our destination, you know, late afternoon so that everybody can freshen up, grab a cold one, right. Then we go out and we have dinner that night. If there's an arranged dinner, some sure. nights there's a prearranged group dinner because there's a really cool spot that we want to go to. Other nights the tour participants are on their own, and I recommend three or four places to go to that are fun, good food.
Right.
Biker friendly.
Now, well, getting more into the tours, aside from the Canadian tours, you're also offering Australia and Mexico tours as well. Tell us a little bit about those.
Australia is a brand new program in November of this year. I have an affiliate partner company down there called Ride the World Motorcycle Tours. They're based in Sydney.
Okay.
And traditionally, they send people out from Australia to Canada, to North America, to Southeast Asia to do tours. We've formed a joint venture partnership and we've developed a tour program called Ride Australia Southeast.
Wow.
And it's 15 days, starts and ends in Sydney, Australia. And it's a bucket list program, man. I mean, the shit that we're doing down there, Australian history, culture, you know, you get the fist fight with a kangaroo and cuddle with a koala. And oh yeah. And down on the south, we're riding what's called the Great Ocean Road down there, which is a really cool coastal road that it's just, the scenery is unbelievable. And along that road, there's a bunch of rock formations called the 12 Apostles. They're all in the ocean, and they're like these huge rock formations. Well, we're taking a half-hour helicopter ride over the 12 Apostles.
Oh, wow, that's cool. Yeah, look at that. That's awesome.
So everything's included in this tour program, including the motorcycle, and the choice is Harleys or BMWs on this particular program, because there's not a lot of Harleys available down there, unfortunately. So we had to split it up.
Okay. Oh, see, I'm surprised that there aren't, because I know if you watch Million Dollar Bogan on YouTube, he rides nothing but Harley Davidsons, but he has a particular Harley Davidson in Geelong that he gets his stuff from. And I know I look by your map and you're passing right through Geelong, actually. So
yeah.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I don't want to say anything negative at all, but Harley Davidson Corporate is. There's a lot of dealerships around the world that are being closed.
Really?
Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just got a message from another affiliate that we're setting up a relationship with in the UK. And he just told me about another dealership in England that is.
Really? That's interesting. Wow.
Yeah. So it's pretty sad. But here in Calgary, it's the opposite. Calgary Harley Davidson, who's my main rental partner for my two Western Canadian tours.
Right.
They've got a huge rental inventory. They got like 50 bikes. So it's huge.
Oh, wow.
And they're actually building a brand new, much larger dealership down here in the southern part of the city where we live that I think is opening in, what did they say? Late 2006, 26, something like that.
Wow.
Okay. I got a meeting with the general manager this weekend coming up to talk about a bunch of stuff. And that's what he was telling me. So we're pretty excited about that. So there is a lot of positive stuff going on in the world, too.
Good. And now you also have the Mexico tour. Tell me about that.
That one is actually owned by an American fellow from not too far from you, from Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And he and his wife and their family owned a water park, picnic ground, water park, event business in Pennsylvania. And they sold it several years ago, made a bunch of money, moved to Cozumel, mm-hmm. and bought a little house down there. And they opened a scooter rental and tour business on the island of Cozumel.
Okay.
And a couple of years ago, he decided, well, I want to do a Harley thing too. So
why not? That's the next logical step.
You know, if you build it, they will come.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
So he bought a fleet of 8 Harleys, varying one, mostly Road Kings, but he's got a Street Glide, an Electric Glide, and I think he's got a Softail in there as well. And he reached out to me almost 2 years ago now, and he said, hey man, I really like your brand and what you're doing in Canada. How'd you like to distribute my stuff in Canada? And I'm like, cool, right on, right?
Yeah.
So we signed up a deal, and without going into a lot of details, it's become a lot more than I bargained for.
Doesn't it always turn that way?
Well, with all due respect, I won't name the fellow, but with all due respect, he really didn't think it through entirely. So I've had to put a lot more time and effort into it than I thought, right?
Yeah.
But honestly, the actual tour program itself is freaking amazing.
Yeah.
Like the core product is unreal. So that's why I'm sticking with it, and I'm really helping him, and I'm connecting him with the fellow that helps me with my digital marketing, and we're really trying to take him to another level now.
Okay.
After it's been a couple of years. So we went down and rode and did the tour last November in 2023, and did a bunch of videos and that kind of stuff. And I mean, it's a good product for a week down there.
Yeah, so it's like an 8-day tour down in Mexico. Yeah.
It's really only 6 days of riding, but okay. It's 7 nights.
All right,
And again, it's a vacation package, man. You're not riding a lot. The last day back to the Cancun area is the longest. It's about 250. Is it miles or kilometers? I think it's miles.
Yeah.
Yeah. But other than that, you know, you're doing lots of activities. Like you're going to Chichen Itza, which is one of the 7 wonders of the world. You're going down in Rio Secreto, which is an underground cave complex, and you're
right.
Half of it in the water, and you're spelunking, man. You're down there in all these caves and in the water with the lights on your head and all that, which is really cool. And then you're at this big cenote. It's just, you know what a cenote is, right?
Yeah, it's a big hole in the ground, yeah.
Yeah. You're swimming, you're jumping and diving in that, and the water's crystal clear and all that. That's really cool. And so there's a lot of fun activities. We stay at a couple of all-inclusive beachfront resorts on the tour. And so it's really, again, one of the things that I've explained to him is that we need to set this up as like a 2-week vacation package where we give the tours the first week, and then the second week we plunk them into an all-inclusive on Cozumel or something like that.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
As long as there's riding involved, right?
Right. Well, speaking for Canadians, if we're going to Mexico, man, we want to go down for 2 or 3 weeks. That's our winter vacation, right?
Sure, yeah.
You don't want to go down for just a week.
Yeah, well, most Americans, so, that's all they get is that week.
It's a long way to travel for just a week. So we're looking at building up, you know, a 2-week package for the tour. You know, the tour is the first week. Plunk yourself at a nice resort for the second week kind of thing, and we'll see how that goes. We're going to do a couple of those next winter, I think.
Okay. With regard to all of your tours, what is included in all of your tours, regardless of, you know, Canada, Australia, or Mexico?
Well, it depends. It depends on the itinerary.
Okay.
So, generally speaking, our Canadian tours include all the accommodations, attractions, activities, fuel for the motorcycle,
okay,
guide, support vehicle to carry luggage, first aid kit, snacks, water, all that kind of stuff. All accommodation, meal, attraction, taxes, gratuities, all that kind of stuff's included. Any ferry fees if we're doing ferry crossings or whatever.
Right.
Those are all included. And that meals depend on the itinerary. Breakfast is included every day except for a couple of mornings where I'm letting them sleep in and giving them the morning off.
Sure.
We're staying two nights in that destination.
Okay.
And we're doing an activity in the afternoon.
Oh, I get you. Yeah.
Like in Penticton in the Okanagan, we arrive on a Friday night. We have dinner sitting in front of the beach on the deck that night. But then the next morning, there's no breakfast. Okay. And there's a really nice open air market right in front of the hotel for about five blocks of the main street.
Okay.
So they can go out and wander that and cool it. And it's really hot in the summertime in the Okanagan. So it's a really beautiful day on a Saturday morning. But then we meet back at noon at the hotel and we do a wine tour. So by the time we get back to the hotel at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, everybody's half sloshed.
And you're ready for wine, yeah.
And ready to wander out to have dinner and keep drinking, right?
Yeah, yeah, of course. Right?
So it really depends, you know, on the itinerary and what activities and attractions we're looking to do, because every part of Canada is different.
Yeah.
Yeah. We try and include the kind of iconic and cultural experiences of that region that we're riding in, as well as hand-picked roads.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay. Like Western Canada, I guide those tours. In the Maritimes, I have a retired Canadian Air Force helicopter navigator who's a big biker guy.
Yeah.
And he's also my digital marketing guy. He helped me put that itinerary together. He guides the one out there.
All right.
And he knows every nook and cranny of Canada's Maritimes and all the
cool places. That's what you need in a guide. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
So it's, you know, and then in Australia, everything's included, pretty much the same as what I said now. My partners down there actually guide and operate the program.
Okay.
I will be down there this November, myself and my fiance, because it'll be our first time and we're going to be doing a lot of videoing so we can create promotional videos and things like that, right? And I own half of the tour program, so I want to make sure that it's done right. It doesn't need any tweaking or adjusting or whatever after the fact, because so everything's always a work in progress, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Right. So, and then in Mexico, it's a little different because laws are different in Mexico, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, but there again, there's a support vehicle. There's actually two guides on the Mexico program. There's a guide in front, and then there's a sweeper, tail gunner at the back.
Okay.
That's the law. With a motorcycle group in Mexico, that's the law. You got to have both.
Right. Understood.
But then there's breakfast included every day. There's several dinners, a couple of lunches, all the attractions, all the taxes, that kind of thing. Down there, all taxes are included. In Canada, the only tax that's not included is our federal tax that by law have to be added on top of the overall package price.
Okay.
So that I can't get away from, but the hotel taxes, the restaurant taxes, the attraction taxes, all that crap is all included in the price that you see online.
So pretty much the way it boils down to is somebody who wants to get on one of these tours, all they got to do is basically just show up and that's it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, well, what are some of the things that someone should know, do or not do when taking part in one of your tours, specifically the Canadian tours?
Well, you can't drink while you're
riding. Of course not.
That's an insurance thing, right?
Yeah.
And that's a legal thing. What should they know? Just, you know, have the right attitude. We're aiming for people that share the same values as us.
Yeah.
Like they want a cage-free, worry-free motorcycle vacation where they don't have to worry about where the next fuel stop or the next pee break is,
right,
or the next photo opportunity is, or where's the best. Okay, we're at a crossroads. Shit, do we turn left or right? Which is the best riding road? Well, they don't have to worry about that because we're taking them on the best riding routes, right?
Yeah.
And And, you know, they don't have to worry about hotels and where they're staying, because, you know, we're staying in nice properties and nice hotels. And of course, I know all the people at these hotels, right?
Yeah.
Because the other half of my life, right? So, yeah, just come with a good attitude and want some adventure. Mm-hmm. And don't be judgmental, and, you know, be accept everybody. And most importantly, be your authentic self.
Sure.
Like self-express.
Absolutely.
You know, yeah. If you're a member of an association and you want to wear your colors, I encourage that. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Wear colors. Like on mine, see, there's Freedom Biker Tours right there, right?
Yeah.
And I have that same logo on the back of this vest. It's a full size logo. And, you know, if you want to, like do whatever you want. I don't care if you wear the same underwear and you don't shave for the whole duration of the tour. You know what I mean? Like,
showers just required.
Just be cool and be part of the biker culture and the brotherhood and the sisterhood and have fun.
Yeah.
And laugh.
Absolutely.
And, you know, don't judge.
What's the most popular tour that you offer?
Well, given that, you know, we've only operated two seasons, the Rockies tour seems to be the most popular. The Canadian Rockies are such an iconic place.
Yeah.
Right. That seems to be the most popular, but we're really pushing the Maritimes tour for this year. And I'll tell you something, what we're doing too, with my fiance, she's an accredited filmmaker, TV producer, videographer. She was a finalist for the Alberta Artist in Residence for last year, but she didn't quite make it. So one of the things that we have that I discovered during the research for my thesis, and it is the healing aspect of motorcycling, right?
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure you're aware of all the you know, the PTSD talk and
absolutely,
you know, rolling barrage here in Canada, all the veterans. That's how motorcycling got started, as you know, right?
Yeah.
After the World War.
Yep.
Right. And that. So that really became, and throttle therapy is actually a real term that I discovered during my research. And there's actually definitions of throttle therapy online and stuff, right? It's really cool. So we are combining that with trying to promote motorcycling in Canada and especially the Maritimes. So we are doing a documentary film project in conjunction with our tour in the Maritimes this June.
Oh, great. Wonderful.
And it's called Canada's Healing Landscapes, a motorcycle journey through the Maritimes.
Oh, wow. That sounds nice.
And we've got a lot of sponsors coming on board. We're talking to a few TV celebrities that are big bikers and they're seriously considering coming and joining us. And and it's going to be on, of course, across all social media channels, but also Canadian television networks as well.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Wow. I'm looking forward to that. As far as it goes for your tours, what is the longest tour you have in mostly in mileage?
I'm going to say it's a toss up between the new tour, Ride Canada's Rockies to the Pacific Coast, and the Australia Tour.
Oh, really?
They're pretty close to the same.
Yeah. How many miles are we talking here? Well, I know you guys deal with kilometers, I know.
I have to look it up, but I think it's somewhere around 3,000 kilometers.
Wow, really? Like that. Nice. That's really nice. That's good.
Maybe just under, maybe like 2,800 or something like that.
Oh, wow. How many riders do you usually get on one of these tours?
Oh, it varies. You know, we get single people, we get couples. Our pricing is, we have pricing for our Canadian tours anyway, we have pricing that is includes a rental or you can ride your own.
Right. Do you get a lot of people doing that, bringing their own bike?
Yeah. They trailer it up here, they ride it up. They ship it.
That's cool.
Whatever, the Australia program and the Mexico program is a little different.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, of course.
And that we have pricing. We do have pricing for both, but I don't think anybody's going to really ship their bike to Australia.
No, so, probably not.
Probably not. But, you know, a good size group for us is 10 to 12 bikes max.
Yeah. Wow.
But Our pricing is all per person.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's interesting. I've had a few people go, your pricing doesn't make sense, dude. We don't understand it. Why is it more expensive if I bring my wife than if I just go by myself? And I'm like, it's not.
It's another person.
it's per person.
Yeah.
So if you're renting a motorcycle and you're sharing a hotel room with the other person, well, then the cost of those two things are split 50-50.
Yeah.
Right. Mm. And then each of you has meals and, you know, attraction.
Yep.
Costs and, you know, the taxes and all that kind of stuff, right? So, you know, it's only been a few people that have said it doesn't make any sense, but really when you think about it,
it makes perfect sense. It does make perfect sense, yeah.
So we have pricing that is one person, one bike, one hotel room. That's the most expensive.
Yeah.
Because you're paying for everything yourself.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
And then there's one bike, two persons, one hotel room. Hmm. That's the most affordable price. Because it's two people splitting it.
Right.
And then there's two bikes, two persons, one hotel room. That's like two guys or two ladies that are just buddies.
Mm-hmm.
They're each riding their own bike,
right?
But they want to share a hotel room with two beds in it.
Sure, there you go. That works.
So that's the middle level pricing.
Right. Wow, yeah. Okay. Now, what, I don't know, we didn't really get into it, but specifically for the Canadian tours, you got into it a little bit for the Mexican tours, but what motorcycles are you offering for the Canadian tours?
Harley Davidsons.
Oh, Harley Davidsons. And any specific models that you're offering?
My rental partner in Calgary here for the Western tours, and in the Maritimes, it's Moncton Harley Davidson is the authorized rental dealer out there.
Okay.
Moncton, New Brunswick. They have all the different touring models. They have the Road Glides, Street Glides, Road Kings, and actually the Softail Deluxe as well.
Oh, really? Okay.
So it all depends on first come, first serve, really. I mean, they've got a certain number of every model in their inventory.
Yeah.
And, so that's why we always say book as early as you can with your deposit, because mm-hmm. then I can secure the type of bike that you want easier.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. Cool. Run through us the typical procedure. And this would be for somebody who would book a tour. What is their procedure from start to finish? What happens getting there, the tour, the start, the tour, the finish, et cetera? What's the start to finish? How's that usually go?
Well, if they're interested, they reach out to me through the website. You know, they can email me, they can phone me, whatever they want. There's a contact form on the website that they can fill out, or they can just email me directly. I get both. And then there's an online booking form on the website as well.
Okay.
You fill out a few fields, basic stuff, and it submits to me.
Okay.
And as soon as I receive that, I contact them.
Okay.
Because I am not a proponent of all this automated stuff, you know, non-human interaction crap.
Yeah, neither am I.
The human aspect is really important, and I need to speak to these people. Because I have a couple of questions. How long you been riding?
Absolutely.
What type of bike you been riding?
Right.
You know, things like that. Because we had a situation last year where we had a fellow that came up from the States, rode his own bike up. Yeah, I've been riding for years. I got a big Kawasaki cruiser, blah, 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 this kind of stuff. Well, that was all true. But he'd been riding by himself. And he'd been riding the same roads 20 years.
Right, and he never rode with a group.
Right, at 50 miles an hour. So he never rode with a group.
Right.
At 100 kilometer an hour speed limits up here in Canada. And all that. And so he was really nervous, and he kind of held the group back a little bit. And he actually went off one day when we had a bit of rain. He went off into the side, into the tall grass.
Hey.
Didn't drop the bike, didn't hurt himself or anything like that. But he was shook up a little bit, right? And that. So, you know, I need to vet the people that are coming on the tour, and also I want to build a relationship with them.
Oh, sure, that makes sense. Yeah, absolutely.
That's my brand. You know, one of the fellows that came over 2 years ago from London, England, he said the thing that made him decide to book the tour was I picked up the phone and I phoned him.
Well, there you go.
As soon as I heard JD's voice and how honest and genuine he was, I confirmed.
Perfect.
Boom, done. So, you know, that's how it all starts. And then I take a deposit, which is just $500 Canadian, and that secures their spot.
Sure.
And then, you know, if they're renting a bike, I contact my rental partner and I confirm the model of bike that they want. And then that's really about it until 60 days prior to the start date of the tour.
Okay.
That's when final payment is due, balance of payment is due.
Okay.
Right. And then they pay that. And then, you know, I sort of, after that, there's probably a couple of emails that I'll send out just saying, okay, here's a reminder of what you need to bring with you for the tour. You know, here's a reminder of, you know, what the first day looks like. You know, if they're coming from a long distance, I typically suggest that they fly in the day before. And if they want to do that, I will book that room for them at my rate at the hotel.
Okay.
So I'll look after that for them. It's at their own dime.
Yeah.
But I'll book it for them, and they just pay with their credit card when they arrive.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
That. And then the first day of the program is anybody that needs a rental machine in the morning after breakfast, we go pick them up.
Okay.
We go pick up the rental bikes. Then we come back to the hotel, and if everything's working smoothly, we got a bit of time. So we can hang out if it's nice weather. Everybody gets familiar with their bikes. We take a few pictures. We're shaking hands. We're chit-chatting, getting to know one another. But then we, a little while later, we have a group dinner,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's included. Sorry, there's a little bug in front of me here. And at the, it's a fruit fly or something. After the, during the group dinner is a briefing. I do a safety briefing.
Sure.
I have diagrams. I show them how to do the ride, staggered riding, group riding, you know, all that kind of stuff. Just a bit of a refresher. They sign waiver forms.
Okay.
And consent forms. The consent forms are that, you know, for videos and pictures, anything that we take, if their face is in there, we can use them for promotional purposes and marketing right. purposes, right? And the consent form is obvious if, you know, we're not sure. liable for any injuries or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next morning, I go over the itinerary that night. And then the next morning, we get out. And then every morning, every day, I do a quick 5-minute briefing about what's happening that day.
Okay.
Just a reminder, sure. right, of what's going yeah. on that day, where we're staying that night, what the mileage is, you know, where the typical stops are going to be, where, we're, you know, all that kind of stuff. And then we hit the road.
Oh.
And we do that every day.
Okay.
Right. And then the last day we're back to the same hotel and we return the rental bikes that afternoon. And then everybody freshens up and meets for dinner that night. And we have a bunch of drinks and we talk about how much fun we've had in the last week and a half, 10 days or whatever. And a lot of hugs and handshakes and exchanging phone numbers and email addresses and Facebook.
Yeah,
friends
of course.
And stuff.
Right.
And then everybody goes home. And on the tours that Carmen and I do, she also produces a video,
okay.
a film. And they're typically anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes long. And we give those complimentary to the tour participants.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a great feature. That's really nice. That's
but
a
it's only
feature.
On the ones that we're guiding.
Right.
Because, you know, my guy in the Maritimes, he rides alone, right? He doesn't have a videographer with him or whatever. So so that's more reason why people need to come on the tours that I'm guiding.
Of course. Why not?
Ride with JD, man.
Right. And yeah, get the video. You don't get anything else. Anything else. That's awesome. Do you have a favorite tour? What's your favorite one?
No, man. I love riding everywhere.
I know. But none of your, you have no particular favorite?
Nope. They're all so different.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
Honestly, they're all good. Yeah.
You got any plans for any USA, Europe, or Asia tours?
Well, I have plans for some more Canadian stuff.
Okay.
We have an itinerary that is in my back pocket called Ride the Canadian Shield. Do you know where that is?
No, you're going to tell me, though.
It's Ontario, basically.
Okay.
That's the geographic center of Canada, the Canadian Shield, right?
Wow.
Canadian Shield is actually a geographic rock formation kind of there in the middle there, and that from Manitoba to Ontario, that's the Canadian Shield, it's called. So it's a tour that rides around Ontario, dips into Quebec a little bit, comes into Ottawa, the capital of Canada, and along the St. Lawrence River, and you know, it loops around Toronto and down to Niagara Falls and does some stuff down there and around there. So that's kind of in our back pocket to try and launch that sometime in the next while. I have a lady that has joined my team. She was trying to do some stuff on her own, but she really didn't have a lot of experience. But she's a huge motorcycle fan. So she is the national president in Canada of the Women's International Motorcycle Association.
Okay.
So from a tourism perspective and a travel industry perspective, you're familiar with the LGBT2Q thing, Mark. I always screw that acronym up.
It's all right.
But there's huge money there. Huge money. Same with ladies only stuff. Huge money there, right? Huge opportunities. So we're developing a program that's going to be Ride Canada's Pacific Coast. And it's going to start and end in Vancouver. And it's going to go up the Sunshine Coast and over to Vancouver Island and around. And I've ridden the whole area, and she lives down there. And we're going to launch that in September of 2026.
Okay.
And that's going to be a ladies-only program, and she's going to guide it and run it. That, but it's under Freedom Biker Tours.
Oh, awesome. That's right. A great feature. Yeah.
Yeah. And we're going to experiment with stuff like that, you know, with niche, even motorcycle touring is a niche market product in of itself.
Right.
But we're going to go even more niche market with, you know, ladies only stuff and different things like that. Special event stuff.
Okay.
Potentially. For instance, next year, 2026 is the 100th anniversary of Route 66 in the
really?
U.S.
Really? No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
So my Australian boys and I and that are putting together a 100th anniversary tour of Route 66.
Oh, really? Ooh.
And I think really that we're not going to be the only ones doing it. I think probably Eagle Rider's going to do it.
Oh, boy.
Route 66 is such an iconic thing.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But because it is such an iconic thing, there's room for more than one player to do an anniversary program there.
Sure.
Right? You know, like a 2-week tour starts in Chicago, ends wherever it ends.
Right.
Right? And that. So that's more of a special event, one time thing. And that's probably going to be launched this summer, I would think.
Awesome.
You know,
awesome.
It'll be online or whatever. Right. I'm waiting on some more details. It's still at its beginning stages to a certain extent. And then I have another itinerary here that I'm considering doing in Alberta exclusive, a shorter one for just a week. And strictly within the province of Alberta that will take in some of the iconic things like the Rockies, the Badlands, down in Waterton, which is right on the border with Montana, things like that, right?
Okay.
And that would be more for I'm thinking a regional clientele.
Okay.
Like people from neighboring provinces or just across the border in the state or whatever might come and do that program.
Sure. Yeah.
Right. Because it's only a week. It's not 10, 12, 14 days, right?
Right.
And so it'll be more cost effective for them.
Okay.
I'm playing around with that idea too.
Okay, well, so you're not one for idle time, I can tell.
Oh man, I like to keep busy. Yeah,
busy is good, right?
You know, like I say, you know, I'm going to ride until I can't ride two wheels anymore, and then I'll go three.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So, like, yeah, I'm one of the. My father was a 30-year Royal Canadian Air Force veteran. Joined up in 1940, mm-hmm. went over to Europe to fight the bad guys over there, and retired in 1970 and became an air traffic controller and worked for the Canadian government for years. And when he was 65, he retired. Boom, done, over. Lived till he was 99.
There you go. See?
Had all his wits about him right to the very end. Like, he was an amazing guy, my dad. But I always asked him, how the hell could you just shut it off at 65 like flipping a light switch, man? Like, but the thing he did was is he consumed books and crosswords and watched TV shows like Jeopardy and all that stuff. And he kept his mind extremely
active. Oh, very active. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Right.
Me, I don't like game shows, and I read a lot, but I always knew that I would never just shut it off
right.
in my mid-50s, that I would work until I absolutely have to stop for whatever reason.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep going, man.
Yeah, well, you know, you're doing something you love doing, so there's no need, like you know, that old adage, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life, so.
Right.
And that's very true to that.
My hotel in Banff, one of the reasons why I moved to Calgary is it shut down back in October. I've worked for them for 15 years, and it shut down in October, and it's renovating and updating, and it's going to open in April as a beautiful, brand-new, upscale, boutique-style hotel in Banff. And, you know, for me, at my stage of my career, to have an opportunity to be involved on a team with a product like that, that doesn't come very often. It's like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Sure, absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
So it's the same sort of thing. I'm super excited about that, as well as they're supportive of me doing my other passion, which is Freedom Biker Tours.
Wow. See, that's right. Keep busy and keep happy. Right?
Where are you going to find a client or a boss, a company that will allow you to do both?
Exactly.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I totally agree. Totally agree. So how can people learn more about Freedom Biker Tours?
Call me.
I'll put all the information in the show notes. That's not a big deal.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. FreedomBikerTours.com.
All right. That's it, right?
And Facebook. We have Freedom Biker Tours on Facebook, Freedom Biker Tours on Instagram, and Freedom Biker Tours on YouTube. We've got a really nice YouTube channel. Tons and tons of really great, fun videos on there.
Okay.
That kind of thing. So all four of those platforms. But of course the main one is our website.
Okay. Yeah. I'll have links to all of those things in the show notes, so everybody can check all that stuff out. Any closing words about doing one of your tours?
Yeah. Freedom Biker Tours is fully accredited in Canada, by three different, entities. One is the Better Business Bureau in Canada. We have an A+ rating. One is the Consumer Protection Act of the province of British Columbia. We have an A+ rating there. And we are fully accredited by Harley Davidson and Harley Owners Group Canada.
Oh, wow.
We are the, there you go. It took me 2.5 years to go through all the legal processes with that. We are the only motorcycle tour company in Canada that is fully accredited by HOG and Harley Davidson Canada.
Oh, wow. That's
as cool. Such,
yeah.
Any Canadian HOG member automatically gets a 10% discount on any of our tour programs.
Wow.
So I'd like to offer anybody that sees your podcast that contacts me and is an American, a U.S. HOG member, for any of our 2025 tours, I'll offer them that same 10% discount.
That's very nice of you. Very generous of you. Excellent.
If they quote you.
If they quote Motorcycle Man Podcast. That's it. See, kids, if you want to get your 10% off in one of these tours, quote the Motorcycle Man Podcast and when you're signing up.
And with the exchange rate between the U.S. dollar and the Canadian dollar, now's the time to do it, man.
Yeah, man. Yep, yeah. That's the time. That's it.
Right, our dollar really stuck in wind big time right now. So that's something I'd like to leave your viewers with is we'd love to have some of our American HOG brothers and sisters come up and do our tours. And, you know, the Maritimes thing, come on up for June, do the Maritimes. We'll make you famous. You're going to be on TV.
There you go. Excellent.
Right? And you'll have a chance because you'll be interviewed. So you'll have a chance to actually showcase your perspective on motorcycling and the healing nature of motorcycling and what it's all about. You'll have a chance to say your piece about that as well.
Excellent. Right? All right, JD. Well, thank you very much for being on a podcast. I really appreciate you being on the show and telling us all about your available tours and great insight. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Ted. Really appreciate it, man. I'm grateful for your invitation to be on the podcast.
Sure.
And look forward to one day riding with you if I can make it down to North Carolina sometime.
Or me making it up to Canada.
Yeah. Why don't you come on up on one of our tours? Let me know.
Oh, I would love to.
Well, you're retired, man. Come on now. You don't have an excuse.
The only excuse I have is money. That's my only excuse.
Right. But I just talked about that. The exchange rate's in your favor. Come on.
And not in my bank's favor, though. Yeah. There is that. But
I get that, yeah.
All right, JD, thank you very much. Don't go anywhere. I want to talk to you when we're done. And but thank you for being on the podcast. Appreciate it.
Okay, brother.
Take care.
The Motorcycle Men podcast is supporting David's Dream and Believe Cancer Foundation. If you would like to help and be a part of something that actually makes a difference, donate today to David's Dream and Believe Cancer Foundation. Go to davidsdreamandbelieve.org to donate. Links will also be in the show notes. And the Gold Star Ride Foundation, helping families of fallen soldiers and making a difference in the lives of those left behind. If you'd like to be a part of a great cause and get some heartfelt miles in, go to goldstarride.org and learn how you can participate in the next Gold Star Ride. Thank you for joining me and JD from Freedom Biker Tours here in the V-Twin Cafe, where he told us all about the tours they offer and more. You can learn more about Freedom Biker Tours by getting on over to www.freedombikertours.com. Links will be in the show notes and, of course, on the Motorcycle Men website at www.motomenpc.com. Don't forget to get on over to the Ride with Ted YouTube channel to watch some of the many videos I have over there. And if you'd please also like and subscribe, that would be a tremendous help to the channel and, of course, to the podcast. Don't forget, you can support the podcast by buying us a coffee as well if you feel like it. Any contribution would be greatly appreciated, and we'll even make a mention of it on the podcast. Links to donate to the show are on the website as well. Hey, my book, The Road Most Traveled, is now available on Amazon wherever you are. That's right. Even if you're in the UK, Australia, doesn't matter. It's available there. At the moment, it is only available in paperback and ebook. The audiobook is on its way and should be available shortly. Links, of course, are in the show notes and, of course, on the website. For the rest of the Motorcycle Men team, thanks for listening, boys and girls. And remember, we say stupid crap so you don't have to. Ride safely, kids.